colder than, oh, what? Colder than, what would they say? Colder than, oh, what is it they say? Colder than blazes or something? I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't thought of those things. I wouldn't.
Are there any for dryness? It's drier than.
Well, drier than, I don't know. Maybe I've even heard people say the same thing. It was drier than H.E. de Blael. I don't know.
Okay.
You know why they'd say that? How do they know? I guess nobody's ever been there to come back to tell what it's like.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you ever get dust storms here when it's hard to?
Well, we have dust. The dust blows here quite a lot, but we don't have such terrible dust storms here.
But would it be hard to?
Well, I suppose it would affect maybe some people, if they have, especially if they have breathing problems, you know, maybe that this street out here now, it depends if it's just dirt, loose soil, that's when the dirt, when it will blow. We've had quite a lot of wind this winter, and Cody is, that's one of the worst winds. Oh, Cody's terrible.
Okay. What would you use to describe a long period of dry weather?
Well, that's without any storms, any moisture, natural moisture.
And you'd call that a?
Well, just a dry. Well, if it's too long, they call it. Isn't that what they call a drought? When if they, you know, without moisture for a long time,
okay.
Or dry weather. But that's what it is. If you don't get any storms.
Okay. What would they call? Do you know of different types of cultivated grass out on the plains?
I don't know just what grows. I don't know. I think maybe they may. They might seed some places of grass out here. I don't know the Bureau of Land Management, what they call it. I don't know if they do or not. You'd have to ask some of these stockmen could tell you.
Okay, what?
But just plain grass, you know, I don't know what it would be.
What about, what would they call a crop that you haven't cultivated, that this comes up?
All volunteer, I think they call it, volunteer crops.
Could you tell me some names of local trees?
Right. Oh, cottonwood, aspen, quaking aspen, and then the pine trees is the different pines. What is it they call the needle trees, like the pines? They have a name.
Conifers?
Maybe that's what they use. I think there's different,
or
some
evergreens?
Different types of them.
Oh, okay.
There's spruce and there's pine and ponderosa pine. Well, it's something of that type. And I don't know too much about them either.
Have you ever heard about that? I don't think this tree grows here, but it grows in the Midwest. A sick, have you heard of that? It starts with that syllable, sick, sycamore. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, it's sycamores.
You've heard of that?
Yeah, I think I've seen. No, is that, no, that's something different. No, you know, that's one thing that we don't have a lot of greenery like they do in some states. That's one thing that Louis likes about the Chicago area, all the greenery.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
They have so much greenery there and so many different types.
What would you call a bunch of trees growing together? Is there a term?
Well, like a, what do you call them? A group or a cluster? What is the word they'd use for a bunch of trees like that? My head don't seem to want to work. Huh?
Forest? Maybe smaller than a forest.
Oh.
Well, a
grove.
Forest.
Is that it?
A grove, yeah, a grove of trees.
Okay.
There's groves, yes. I have to stop and think sometimes.
Now,
a grove, yes.
A word similar to the word bush for, you know, these things you grow at the corner of the house, smaller than
well,
a tree?
Well, that would be a smaller, something that... Now, like a tree that grows up like a, just, well, what do you call it? A tree that grows, what would you call a tree?
Would you call it a shrub? Is that it?
Shrubbery?